Are you guys ready for this? Sunday, it is my pleasure, my honor to be here with you guys. And we're going to go through the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. But the name of the podcast or the episode is this whole concept that you have to meet my friends. And I tell you guys this all the time, that I have the coolest friends in the whole entire world. But a lot of times you don't listen to me, or you just think like, no, he just thinks he has the greatest friends. But I tell you, I have some of the coolest friends in the world. And what I wanted to do was create a show where I just call them randomly. And I've got my phone right here. I'm going to call some friends here in a second and see if they answer. If they answer, that's cool. We'll have a conversation. If not, but they have no idea that they're going to be on the podcast. I actually have to ask them so I can record, but I'll ask them. And if they say no, then we'll just hang up on them and then we'll just move on to the next. The other part too, what I love about going live in this scenario, and this is what I want to commit to you, is that when I do these shows, I do them live. I don't edit them because I want you to see the highs, the lows. I want you to see the fact that sometimes I call and they don't answer. Sometimes I call and they answer. And I believe that that's the way that life goes, or the way that life is. I wanted to do the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, and we'll hit it kind of quick. It's the 21st of April. And the reason why I wanted to do this is because it's 3,000-year-old wisdom, and it's so applicable. I got hit this morning from my pops, and he would always say to me, you know, growing up all the time, like, savor the moment, son, savor the moment. And I would always be like, whatever, pop, like, you know, just move on. And he would be like, boy, you got to listen to me. You got to savor the moment. And it was funny for me because he would say the same thing all the time, and I would be like, ah, whatever. And now I look back on it, and I had an experience yesterday where I got the opportunity to go with my daughter to LA to a Shakespeare festival and drive a 15-person van, take like 10 or 12 of her friends, and we just had so much fun. And I didn't want the day to end, but started at 5, we got back to the school at 10. That's a long day, but I tell you, it went like that. And now it's just a memory. The only thing that I have left is the pictures. And I have the memory in my head, but it's just like my pop said, savor the moment. So we're going to hit the Proverbs 21 corresponding proverb, corresponding day. And then we're going to call some random people and see if they answer. So why don't we get this party started? Me about that event. The commercial is for the Vibe Room. It's a live version of the podcast. You know, on the podcast here, we have a mixed bag. So you're going to get commentary like what we're doing today, a corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. You're going to get random, you got to meet my friends episodes where I call my friends randomly and then we see what happens. And sometimes they answer, sometimes they don't. But also too, we have some of the most iconic interviews. And when I say the most iconic people, they're people who are true to who they are, to their purpose, and they're making an impact. Sometimes it's the best father. Sometimes it's, you know, they're great in business or, you know, in different areas of life. And so so many people wanted to meet these people. So I said, why don't we create a live event, kind of like my next guest needs no introduction with David Letterman. And we'll have a live event, and you can actually meet the people, and you could be in the room with them. And so the next one, tentatively right now, we're looking for July, and we should be scaring the date very, very soon, which will be really cool. So two things today. One is I'm going to call some random friends, and I got a special one that I think that you might love on this. And then we're going to do corresponding proverb, corresponding day. Let's jump right into it. Savor the moment. That's what my pop said. Savor the moment because it's here and it's gone. And then a thing that my pops would always say is that God is big enough. So he has you exactly where you need to be at the exact right time, and if he needed you someplace else, he'd have you there. And this was big to me because so many times I'd be in a rush. So many times I'd think like, oh, well, I've got this plan, I got that plan, I got this plan. Well, I was talking to my mother-in-law this morning. I called her and I don't call her enough to tell her that I love her. And Nanny, you are absolutely phenomenal and the best grandma that our kids could ever hope for, best mother-in-law that I could ever hope for. You're an incredible, incredible woman. And I was telling her about some of the plans that Brooke and I had, my wife, Brooklyn. And I said, you know, the ultimate, you know, as we go, I got a speaking engagement. If you guys don't know that, transition into keynote speaking and just doing this. And it's been unbelievable for me. And that's the career path that I've chosen. I'm very excited about it. And I'm going to be speaking in Nashville at a conference there for Sport Clips. That's in May. And then in September, I'm speaking for NiftyCon, which is a digital marketing conference for attorneys. And so I was telling, my mother-in-law, this is what I'm going to do as I move forward as far as like, you know, maybe the kids are out of the house. This is later, a little bit later on. I'll go and do a speaking engagement with a company or organization, and especially for those companies or organizations or conferences that don't want the normal keynote speaker. You bring your boy in and we speak on the vibe and the vibe of leadership, the vibe of sales, the vibe of culture, whatever it is, and we craft it to you. But I was telling her, I said, we're doing this because ultimately Brooke and I will be able to travel the world and, we'll go on vacation and I'll speak in that area and then we'll do it. And then she was like, oh, wow, sounds like a great plan. And I said, oh, and you know, that might happen, but I might end up, you know, repairing TVs, who knows? Because 5 years ago, there's no way I could have told you that I'd be doing what I'm doing right now. And so it goes back to my wife, stick to the plan, but go with the flow. And that's a big portion. So the biggest part was that, you know, I can have all my desires, I can do all this work, but God ultimately is going to put me exactly where he wants me to be. And I got to be okay with that. And so my pops would ask me, you know, do you want your best or God's best? And I always said that I wanted God's best until he would ask me the second question, which was, what if the circumstances weren't exactly what you wanted? Well, then I would respond, I would want what I want. And my pops was adamant, just telling me that, no, you already made the decision. So it was, he would always tell me that God was big enough, that he had me exactly where I needed to be at the exact right time. And if he needed me somewhere else, he'd have me there. And so I want to encourage every one of you that you're exactly where you need to be. Sometimes you won't understand it. Sometimes you won't understand the circumstances, but savor the moment. And that's where we want to go to in Proverbs 21 today. The first question is, are you living in the moment? And the thing that I got from this in verse 1-3 in Proverbs 21 was past is depression, future is anxiety, and peace, joy, and love is now when you're present. So are you living in the moment? Second question that was asked to me today is, what do you see? Or what you see, believe, and do will produce a crop. And so think about that. That's in verse 4. What you see, believe, and do produce a crop. So you have to see it first, then you start to believe it, then you start to do it. Once you do it, it'll produce a crop. And this is a universal law. So just watch what you see, watch what you start to believe, and watch what you do, because once those things happen, you're going to gain the crop of what it was that you saw, that you believed, and then you did. Third question was, where is your treasure? And this one was tough for me. Like, where is my treasure? Because sometimes my treasure is in, oh, if I can just get to 4,000 watch hours in a year on YouTube. That was a big goal. 1,000 people. I haven't got to 4,000 hours yet. So if you're watching the podcast, watch another one. Tell your friends, share it, subscribe, put on the notifications. That would help out. But a lot of times I put my treasure in that. Sometimes I put my treasure in a certain amount of money in the bank, a car, a house, another business. There was a time when I was telling you earlier that I was talking to my mother-in-law where I used to say this all the time, that my goal, my ultimate goal was to open a salon in every city where there was a Paul Mitchell school. And at the time there was 100. Well, that's not my desire today. That's not the focal point. And see, I want you to understand that God will move you where he has you to be, as opposed to just thinking that you need to stick to your plan. Allow God to work. So where is your treasure? And that's in verse 5 and 6. Your heart will be there also. And the fourth question is, are you willing to do the right thing? And in verse 7 and 8, it goes into this. Are you willing to do the right thing? Question number 5 is, who do you allow in? And that's verse 9 through 13 in Proverbs 21. And what I put down was generosity. And then, are you too busy? Are you too busy to allow people in that are coming around and that could ultimately be a blessing in your life? I find that when I open myself up to being present, opportunities start to show their head. So are you making yourself so busy that God isn't able to surprise you, or he isn't able to bless you in that time? The sixth question that I had, or this is just a statement, is the right thing brings out the best and the worst, and this is in verse 15. The right thing and the right results brings out the best and the worst. When people have the right heart for you and the right thing happens in your life, they cheer you on. But then the people that aren't cheering for you, which sometimes a lot of people, that brings out the worst in that person when they see you go to another level. So just be conscious of this, because the right thing, no matter what it is, it'll bring out the best, it'll bring out the worst, right? And the next one, number 7, was thoughts of the future, actions in the present. That's verse 16 through 20. And I get tied up in this because I would do a lot of times thoughts of the future, and then I would do actions for the future. And what God was saying is, have thought of the future, prudence, but work your land. Be present right here, right now, in this exact moment, and magic will start to happen. And that's in verse 16 through 20. It is that simple. And in verse 21, if you read this, it's incredible what you'll gain from this. In verse 21, it really is that simple. It just gives the blueprint. So I invite you to do Proverbs 21, verse 21. It is that simple. Next one is to seek wisdom. And this is something that we talk about a lot on the podcast, is seeking wisdom as opposed to knowledge. Because if you get knowledge but you don't have wisdom, wisdom is the right use of knowledge. And wisdom comes from the fear of God, which means that you spend time with him, you respect his character. Fear is actually, the word fear is a double meaning, and it just means respect. So if you respect God, meaning that you had to spend time with him, see that his character is in line with what he says, his actions and his, what he says is in line, and he's consistent, then you'll start to respect his character. Once you do that, then you'll get wisdom, which is the right use of knowledge. That knowledge will bring understanding. The understanding will bring insight. The insight will bring discretion. The discretion will bring discipline, and the discipline will bring strength. So that is a cycle in your life that can produce so many great things. When we have wisdom, we have the right use of knowledge, but that knowledge brings understanding of that knowledge. And then the insight means that I look truly into what it is, and the discretion that comes from the insight means that just because I could do it doesn't mean that it's right for me at that time, so I can have discretion in it. That discretion will lead to discipline, meaning that I can say, like, no to a deal. I could say no to a situation. And then the strength part comes in after that discipline. It builds the muscle and it builds strength to be able to do that over and over again and choose the things that are right for you at that particular time. So in verse 22 through 25, this was wild because I hadn't read it this way. It talks about watch out what goes into your heart. If it goes into your heart, then once you fill up your heart, then your mouth is an overflow of your heart. So it goes from your heart to your mouth. Once you start to speak things that are overflow of your heart, what can happen is pride or ego come in. So just beware of that. And then it leads to action. And so it starts as far as filling your heart up. Then it comes out your mouth. Then beware of the pride. And then it adds to action. And in verse 22 through 25, it goes through that. In number 10 is sacrifice won't compare to the right action in the first place. And this was a really big one. So number 11 is listen to the moment. The experiences will turn into stories, and the stories will bring lessons. There are no lessons without savoring the moment. So listen to the moment and be present. The experiences that you have when you're present will turn into stories. Those stories will turn into lessons. But there is no lesson without savoring the moment. So a lot of times we go right to the lesson, like, give me the lesson. But you can't get a lesson unless you hear a story that connects with you and makes you feel amazing. And once you feel amazing about it, now you can start to add action to it. And it's not only a lesson, but it turns into action. But we can't do that unless we're present and we actually hear the story. Whether we hear the story, but we have to be present and hearing the story because we got to hear all the details of it. Or we actually experience it, which becomes our story, and then we can share it with others. So being present is a massive one, and just really, really savoring that moment. Number 12 is, and that's in verse 28 of Proverbs 21, there's no future in your frontin'. And I love this because it's one of my favorite songs by MC Breed. Back in the day, I'm a hip-hop head. And verse 29 through 30, it talks about this, like, there's no future in you talking about things that you don't do and, you know, promoting yourself as something that you're not, because it's going to catch up. Whatever is done in the dark is going to come out in the light anyway. So I would just invite you, there's no future in your front. And verse 29 through 30 of Proverbs 21 is amazing. So the last one is number 13, and it says, you can plan all you want, but God lives in the moment. And that's verse 31 as we finish off, and it says, just savor the moment. So it goes right back to what my pops was talking about as far as just savor every single second of every single day and be present in that time because it's here, and then it's gone. So that's the corresponding proverb, corresponding day. And, you know, I invite you, whatever version I use, the NIV, version of the Bible. Some people get freaked out on the Bible. I look at it as a study guide. We're not coming from a religion, not from a ritual. We're just coming from a relationship. And just having a relationship with wisdom, what's crazy is you'll read the word and then it'll start to read you. So now let's go to you meeting some of my friends. Let's disconnect this really quick, and then we are going to open it up. And sometimes I dial and it works, and sometimes I dial and it doesn't. So I had a call from this young man, or a text, so let's see if he'll actually answer the phone. And you guys can hear that, so I'm going to put on headphones so I can hear him. Our first victim of the day on You Need to Meet My Friends, where I call my friends randomly and ask them if they're okay.
Hey, Kels, give me 1 minute, brother.
You're going to call me back?
Yeah, I'm going to call you back, man.
You sure?
I promise you I'm calling you back, man. I'm sitting here. I'm out here trying to make a love connection. Now, get off my phone. Oh, no, I'll call you right back. Okay, brother.
All right. All right. Okay, peace. All right. Okay, so hopefully that guy will call back. And what we'll do is I want to call this young lady because I believe that all of you are going to absolutely love this one. She's going to be mad at me for calling her. But hopefully she'll answer. Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm just getting ready to meet her.
That's awesome. Are you okay with being on the podcast?
Oh my gosh, are you doing one of your calls?
I am. Are you okay with being recorded?
I guess.
So I got to do the introduction. This is my absolute beautiful wife. Been married almost 16 years now. And totally in love with her. I woke up this morning, looked at her, and I said, how do you wake up so beautiful? On top of that, too, is she's not only one of the most beautiful, the most beautiful woman in the world, but also she is a business owner, an entrepreneur, and she's the woman that the little song, don't ask me how I did it. I just did it, and it's hard. That song that's on social media right now, I just said that about you because every single thing that you do, you just go and you do it. What are you getting ready for right now, babe?
I'm taking McKenna to go see Beetlejuice.
Okay. Beetlejuice, where are you guys going? What city?
It's up in Costa Mesa.
Okay. What was your day like yesterday? Tell me a little bit about your experience yesterday with your guy.
Oh, I had a mom and Maddox day yesterday, and it was freaking amazing.
Why was it amazing?
Well, I used to take Maddox when he was little, like out of school on Wednesdays early, and we would have mom and Maddox day, and we would either go to Dave and Buster's or we would just do whatever he wanted to. And we haven't been able to do that in a while, one, because he's, you know, in real life school, and two, we just haven't had the chance. So it was just a mom Maddox day, and we got to do whatever he wanted, and we made like a whole day out of it. So we went down to Mission Valley, which we don't really go down there very often. So we went down to the mall, and we got to go shopping, and we saw a movie, and we had lunch, and we just got to hang out, and it was awesome.
I got a chance to talk to Nanny this morning, by the way.
My mom?
Yes.
Dude, that's awesome. It was the greatest.
It was great. When did you talk to her last?
I talked to her a couple days ago.
Okay. Did you know she went to Chicago to see the Cubs?
Yeah,
Colonel. Oh my gosh, it was awesome. I called her, and it was funny because we were talking, and you know, I've been excited about a couple of things in our lives. You know, number one, congratulations on all the wedding business, by the way.
Thanks.
How do you know if someone's your bride or not?
Well, typically, I'll know. Here's the lady of the hour. Say hi to Dad.
McKenna. Yep. Can McKenna hear me?
Yeah, I yelled at McKenna because she stole my powder, but I guess she didn't steal it.
Is she there?
Yep.
Can she say hi?
Hi, Dad.
How you doing, baby? Did you have a good time yesterday?
Yes.
Yes, I did too. And is there a reason why I don't get to go to the musical tonight?
There's not mine.
Because...
because you didn't pay for the ticket. Did you pay for the tickets?
Because I paid for the tickets, that's why.
Well, I love you, McKenna, even though you don't want to take me to the musical with you.
That's okay, I love you too.
I love you, you're the greatest.
I appreciate you driving me up.
You're awesome. But Brooke, I was talking to Nanny, and I was talking about different things. You know, but tell them what your bride is. Tell them who you're like, how do you know when someone is your bride in doing like, 'cause you do some of the top weddings in the, you know,
sure. I mean, obviously when I have a first initial call with a potential bride, it's an opportunity to kind of just get to know, like, and trust each other. And I'll know within that call if we're a good fit for each other, because if they're looking for like a bargain, like, you know, just like what, like how much does it cost? Like, that's not my girl. Cause I'm not the cheapest. Once I explain my process and I walk them through what I like to do and how I approach things, if it aligns with what they think or what they want or what they need, then like I'll know. And so it's usually just in that conversation, you just kind of know. Most artists do what's called a do and go, where they just do the hair and then they go. And I'm not that kind of gal. I like to see everything start to finish. And I want to make sure not only does the hair look good, but they feel good all the way through. So I just take those extra steps, both on the front end, during, and then on the back end. And most people, once I explain that to them and that aligns with what they need, then we decide, like, let's do this. Because if I'm doing it, man, I'm all in. So
what has given you the confidence to be able to say no, though? Because I think a lot of times with business, people will just be like, you know, hey, it's business is business. I'll just take it no matter what. And it seems like your business has grown the more and more you say no.
Yeah, I also been doing it for over 20 years, you know, and I would say in the beginning, I did just say yes, you know, I did say yes to everything. And I think when you're building a business, you should, because that's part of the process. You're, and as you know, we know that your system becomes just a list of your screw ups, you know, and the way I do things is just because I've done it so long that you know what you're going to do, what's like, you know, what's worth my time and effort and energy and what's not. And if I'm going to be away from my family on a Saturday, I'm like, I'm going all in. So, and I'm going to do it the way that I think it should be. And if that aligns, it's great. But in the beginning, you should say yes to everything because you're just growing and you're learning.
I'm old.
I'm old and crusty.
You are not old and crusty. But you keep saying that I'm old and crusty. That's what you've said. I've heard you say that at some times, like how much older.
I didn't say you're old and crusty.
When did I say that? You said I'm substantially older than you as well.
Well, you are substantially. You're 6 years and 6 days older than me. That's so much older than me. I didn't say you were crusty, though.
Well,
you're hot and sexy.
Well, thank you.
You're just as distinguished and more wise than me. That's all.
So I was talking with your mom, and we were laughing because, you know, she asked me what I had been doing, and I said that, you know, the speaking engagements have just really started to ramp up, and it's been awesome. Like, I've been so thankful for this stuff because you and I have been talking about it for years, and I told her, I said, you know, this is ultimately like what I want to do with my entire life, because when the kids get a little older and I continue to, you know, grow in this realm, in the keynote speaking and speaking for conferences and companies and things like that all around the world, then you and I will go, you know, take the weekend or the week, do a little vacation, and then I'll go and speak, and we'll be able to do this and travel the world. And Nanny was like, oh man, this sounds like a great plan. And then I jokingly said to her, oh, but I might also end up, you know, fixing TVs or something, because it's not always what you plan, how it turns out. And that's something that you've taught me. Because we were laughing at this and saying that, you know, 5 years ago, we would have never even fathomed what we'd be doing right now.
Yeah, but I don't think you'll be fixing TVs, right?
It was a joke. I like TVs, you know, but I don't think that I will be fixing them. But how's that played in for you? Like, you know, you seem to roll with the punches pretty darn. I mean, you do it the best that I've ever seen. Like, you have the tendency not to react to the moment. You just, you know, you just keep moving. How do you do that?
I don't know if that's intentional. I just think that it's just the way that it is, you know. I don't, not something that I'm like set out to do and say like, well, when the telling it tells, you're just going to keep it going. I just think that's what you do, you know. I know that. I mean, did you talk on your podcast today about your very philosophical bike ride that you went on?
I didn't. Okay, based off of what I said, can you give the notes on it? I want to see if you're listening.
Here's the cliff note. So Kelly decides that he's going to go on a bike ride today. And it's a little long. I think he ends up going to drop. Like all the way down to San Diego, like 30 plus miles or whatever. And so everything's a lesson for Kelly, and everything becomes like, you know, wisdom Wednesdays and thought process Thursdays and whatever. He's making a life lesson out of a really long bike ride, as you do. And so I said, how was your bike? And you were like, it was a lot like life. And then
Did I change my tone like that?
It was a lot like, you know, like there was like, you know, like the church choir and the like musical was in the back. I was like, it started out the bike ride, all ready to go, you know, and then you get down the road and there was a hill and you had to climb the hill and it was hard. And then you got down to the over the hill and it was smooth sailing, and then there was another hill that you had to climb and it was hard. And then right when you think that like it's gonna be great, there was a couple other challenges and you had to weave in and out of traffic, and then you took a wrong turn, and then you had to figure it out, and then you then you got to see the beach, and everything just was worth it, and then, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're just like life, and so I feel like, just like life, you have a plan, and you're going to get to where you need to go, and then along the way, shit happens, and guess what? You figure it out.
Well, I think it's funny because it was right in line with the whole message today for me. And this was the life lesson. I don't have the church choir. But it was just, yes, well, I appreciate that. It was just about savoring the moment, like that it's here and then it's gone. And as quickly as it happens, it's gone. And I'm probably the worst at this, of savoring the moment, because you've had to deal with me over the years, constantly looking for the next.
Okay, was that a question?
Well, it was the banter. It was the banter area, okay. Because you've had to. Do I have to ask you a question every time to get you to talk? Is that what it is?
Wait, is that a question or a statement?
How do you feel? Okay, here's the question. How do you feel about that?
About that. I don't know. I guess ask me a question and I'll tell you how I feel about it.
Well, I was just, you've had to deal with that. Like, I have the tendency to move on to the next before the thing is actually done. So I start the cake and then.
Okay, I got it. Okay, pick it up. Okay. You're the man of a million ideas, right?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes you get frustrated at me because I don't get excited about every single idea. But the ones that are good, I get really excited about. And as long as, well, here's the deal. I know your heart. I know your intentions. I know, like, who you are. And when the man of a million idea has a great idea that aligns with, you know, who you are and what you're about, I get excited about it and I'm excited for you. If not, I've just learned to let you kind of work through it yourself. Because you don't really like me telling you it's a dumb idea. So.
Okay. Here it is. You get, there's no filter on this. Cause again, we're live. Okay. Yeah. Out of 100 ideas, how many of them are dumb?
Two.
What?
Oh, how many are good?
No, how many are dumb?
Oh, 98.
That was an emphatic answer.
Yeah, it is.
That was pretty strong.
I got you, babe. But the two that are really good are really good.
How do you keep it light all the time?
I don't know. I'm married to you.
Do you think it was the greatest decision you've ever made?
Yes, it is. It's pretty good, dude. I mean, that good decision led to two other really good decisions.
Yeah.
So
really, really cool ones. Your daughter, yeah. you've done such a good job. Like, you know, I think I'm a little bit more protective. Like, I want to try and control the environment around McKenna. And you've got this, like, she'll figure it out.
Yeah, but there's two different relationships. She has a relationship with her dad, and you are the perfect example of that. I mean, you show, like, she has a dad and she has her mom, and I think it takes two, and she needs both of us, and you have a different relationship with her as I do with Maddox. You and Maddox have a different relationship than he and I do, so it takes two. They're very lucky. We have two great kids and they have two great parents. And shit, at the end of the day, all your stupid ideas and all the good ones, like it doesn't matter. Those are the two best ones we made. And
hey, what's the soundtrack? Because I know you were listening to music while you were getting ready. What's the soundtrack today? What have you been listening to?
Oh, well, I was just went on to Apple Music and just did a playlist, because I didn't want to use my brain because I'm just like waking up from a nap. And so the playlist I was listening to was singing in the car.
What's some of the songs?
Kind of random. Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. Flowers by Miley Cyrus. Mr. Brightside by The Killers. I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett. Link Space. I Won't Back Down from Tom Petty. She Drives Me Crazy. Anything that I guess she was singing in the car.
Can you do me the favor? I've never done this one before. Yeah. But hopefully it won't be one of the 98 ideas. It'll be one of the two. Send me the playlist. Send me a link to the playlist, and I'm actually going to put it on the show notes. So anybody listening, you can actually listen to what Brooklyn's listening to, which I think would be kind of cool. She won't think it's very cool. You hear her voice too. I hear your voice. You're like, oh, okay.
Get ready with me, and then maybe I'll make a video. A get ready with me video with a compilation of it.
That sounds good. Of singing. Okay. And what are you reading right now? Are you reading anything?
No, I'm not.
Not at all?
No, Josie just gave me a book. So I'm all about usually audiobooks. So she gave me a book and told me it's awesome. And I think I'm going to try to read it. But
what about,
I'm not a very good reader.
What about TV shows?
I'm stuck, dude. I mean, we're back on Vikings, but I mean, that's like a replay. Like, I need a good like binge. And I just haven't really, I'm not into anything right now. I need some inspiration in my life.
Well, hopefully the people watching or listening, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, send us a message and tell us some shows. Comment on YouTube or comment on Spotify, and I'll put it in the show notes. What shows are you watching, or what are you listening to right now? Which I think would be a kind of cool thing.
Okay. I love you. I'm going to get ready.
Top three MCs of all time. Hip-hop.
Hip-hop top MCs?
Yep.
Ooh. I mean, it's kind of tough. It's like personal favorite or like I think of all time. I mean, they're two different lists.
Let's go personal favorite because I know you got to get ready for to go to the show.
I would put like Biggie, Tupac in like the same one, because it's an era. And then I would say the tie between like either Eminem and Lil Wayne.
Okay. So that would round out the three.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I love you. You're awesome. I'll be home before you leave, because I'd like to see you before you go.
Okay. I just sent you that playlist. You're awesome. Thanks for calling me. I'm glad I was available, because... I think you knew. You knew I was like just getting ready, so I would answer, didn't you?
I did know that, which I think is great, and it's amazing. We haven't got skunked today, you know. So this is awesome. It's my honor. I love you more than anything in the world, and you're the greatest.
Okay, I love you.
Love you. All right, bye bye. So this is why I'm saying, like, I believe I have the coolest friends, and I mean, that happens to be my best friend in the world, and that's my wife too. And she is an incredible, incredible human being. I'm going to put her playlist also in the show notes for you guys to be able to check out. If you haven't checked out the book too, it's right back up here. It's called The Vibe. And The Vibe is the missing ingredient that changes everything. And you can check out the book. We got a lot of things coming. We got Wisdom in the Vibe, which is the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. It's a journal. So you can actually write your thoughts, what's in your heart, what's in your mind, and what actions you're going to take. And it rounds out what we call the Vibe Triangle. And you guys will see that as we go along. So it's my honor and pleasure. I love doing this. And this has been another episode of... You Have to Meet My Friends, mixed up and jumbled up with you know, the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. Today was Proverbs 21. Go ahead back and check that out. Make sure that you subscribe also. That's awesome for us on YouTube, that you comment and that you put on the notifications. That way, when we do go live, and I'm calling my friends randomly, you'll be able to see it. So, oh, one last shout out that I wanted to give is to Mirko Mangum. He started a company called Opus, Opus Footwear. And this is, these shoes are unbelievable. They're a skate brand. And I am focused in to become the first non-skater to be an ambassador for Opus Footwear. And I believe it's going to happen. I believe it's coming. And one other thing that I believe is coming is I've been reaching out. If you know me or you've been on the show or you hung with us, you know that De La Soul is, for me, the number one of all time, greatest group of all time. And I want to have them on the podcast. I want to actually have them perform for my 50th birthday. That'll be next year, which will be great. So look out for that, but also check them out. They've got a new album. They've got a live album that they're selling right now, and they actually will sign it. So you guys should check them out, which I think is great. So I want to thank you all for jumping on the show with me. It has been amazing. Oh, and we did also change the name of the podcast. It's now The Vibe with Kelly Cardenas. New branding, new name, same great content. and I cannot tell you how much I appreciate every single one of you. William, William is amazing too. And William Burdine, if you have any event photography, you have an event, anything like that, and you need a photographer, William Burdine, make sure that you check him out. I love you, my man. You're incredible. Thank you so much for hanging with us here on the podcast. And my name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul.